Third Perek of Eidos, first Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Hilchas Tumah V'Tayrah. Various types of tumas have to have a certain shear, how much it is, in order to be metame, and also the different levels of tumas. So kol ametame ba'oil shenechleku, things that are metame ba'oil, like a dead body, a kezayis of dead body, a revius of blood, a certain amount of shidri of a gilgoylis, a certain amount of bones, roiva of bones, different parts of the body, but it's split. In other words, he had, let's say, kezayis of the mace was split into two pieces, each one a chatzi kezayis, and they came into the house. The question is it metame the house? He says, since each one independently is not a shear, then the house is tore. They say, lemaisa, you have a full kezayis underneath the oil. So therefore, they hold that they are mitzdarif. They don't have to be one piece. Yeah. Seems that they are disagree even in situations that are not tumas oil, as we will see. Ketzer, anogia bechatzi shnei chatzi zeisim mina nevela. So here we switch from tumas meis, which is tama by oil, to tumas nevela, which is only metama either by touching it or by masa, when you pick it up, even if you're not touching it, even if there's something separating between you and the thing. So the person touches two halves zeisim of nevela, or noisim, or he picks them up. Ube meis, in the case of the meis, anogia bechatzi zeis. If he's touching one chatzizais and he is being mael on another chatzizais, here's an extra chiddush that aside from the fact that the two halves of the shear, but he's touching it, he's in contact with it in two different ways, one through touching and one through oihel. Like the Gemara says, it's not talking about regular oihel, it's talking about tumah ritzutza, which means the tumah does not is in an enclosed area. And he's directly on top of that enclosed area, which is equivalent to touching it. It's a more condensed form of tumah. Or he noyge b'chatzizayis, a chatzizayis ma'al alov. Or he's touching a chatzizayis, and there's a chatzizayis on top of him, of the mace. Or ma'al shnekes a chatzizayis, or he's leaning over two chatzizayis. Or ma'al al chatzizayis, a chatzizayis ma'al alov. He's on top of a chatzizayis of mace, and on top of him is the other chatzizayis. Call upon him any of these combinations of two chatzizayis of maga, a masa by nevela, or maga and tumah ritzutza by tumas meis. Rabbi Teisman Akinis Matayev, he says that since lemaisa it was not in one piece, the namet starf and his tor, and chachom amatamet. Avnogev a chatzizayis. He's touching a chatzizayis, v'dova acha mile love al chatzizayis. Something else is mile on top of him and other chatzizayis. So lemaisa, the Gemara says that this is talking about tumah she'ena ritzutza. That the tumah is just open, and therefore oihel and mago, two types of tumahs, are not mitzdarif, and therefore even come to the chum toil. Om Rabbi Meir, Av Bezer, Rabbi Deisim, Akinis Metayim, Chum Metayim. He says that even though Amayel Chatzizayis, Chatzizayis Maelolov, if a person is leaning over Chatzizayis, another Chatzizayis is. No, let's raise that one also. Avul hanogea b'chatzizayis v'tovah acha ma'al alov al chatzizayis. If a person is touching chatzizayis and something else, another tumah of chatzizayis, something else is covering, is above him, and another chatzizayis. Oh, ma'al chatzizayis, he's leaning over chatzizayis v'tovah acha ma'al alov al chatzizayis. Some other roof is on top of him, and another chatzizayis is toyer. And over here the Gemara explains that the reason why this Tana holds that Rav Doisev and Akinas is masking the Namet Starif is because we're not talking about Tumah Ritzutza, we're talking about Tumah sitting and he's leaning over it, which is regular Tumah's oil. And this Tana holds that even the Chacham agree that Mago and oil are Namet Starif. Om Rabbi Meir, Apazur Rabbi Doisev Chacham, even here they hold that Mago and oil are Namet Starif. Hakol Tomei, all situations are tamei kontra chachomim. Chutz min mago im maso. If he's touching one chatzizayis and the other chatzizayis he's picking up without touching it, those are two types of forms of contact with tumah that are not mitzdarif. In other words, what we had in the beginning about the nevela was that he was touching both of the chatzim, or he was noisy both of the chatzim. If he's nogea with one and noisy the other one, that's considered two completely different types of contact with tumah which are not mitzdarif. So once again, chutz min a maga, im a masa, and also a masa im a oil. Also, someone's picking up something and he is in the oil and not mitzaref. Because this Tana seems to learn that oil is some type of maga, and therefore can be mitzaref with maga. But masa has nothing to do with maga. It's not, it has nothing to do with the fact that you're touching it. It has to do with the fact that you're moving it. If you have two chetzizesim that are being simultaneously being coming in contact with this person, if the shem echad, it's the same similar type of contact, which is the both maga, both masa, both oil. According to this last time, Rav Meir held that oil and maga also combine. Then it's mistaf. Mishnei shemois toho. There's two different types of contact, then it is toho.